What if the anxiety, sleeplessness, and explosive behavior we see in our children aren't signs of deficiency, but of overload? A family therapist working in refugee camps noticed something unsettling. Children from comfortable suburban homes were showing the same symptoms as war-traumatized refugees. Same treatment plans, same behavioral patterns, same stress markers. These weren't kids fleeing violence or famine. They had loving parents, safe homes, full pantries. Yet, they were exhibiting what clinicians call cumulative stress reaction, a condition eerily similar to PTSD, but caused not by a single trauma, but by the relentless accumulation of small, unrelenting pressures. The culprit? Four pillars of too much, quietly dismantling childhood. Too much stuff, too many choices, too much information, and too fast a pace. When families began systematically reducing these elements, cutting toys, screen time, activities, and adult information by half, something remarkable happened. Within 4 months, 68% of clinically struggling children returned to normal functioning. No medication, just space to breathe. Their academic performance jumped nearly 37%. This wasn't about adding enrichment or therapeutic intervention. It was about subtraction, clearing away the noise so childhood could unfold as it's meant to. We instinctively recognize physical illness, fever, cough, pallor. But children also experience soul fevers, emotional states where they're overwhelmed and disconnected. An introverted child withdraws while lashing out. An extroverted one becomes uncharacteristically aggressive. A cheerful child suddenly refuses favorite activities. Minor disappointments trigger hour-long meltdowns. The response mirrors treating physical illness, stop everything, and create space for recovery. Most children reset their emotional equilibrium with 2 or 3 quiet days filled with simple pleasures: painting, baking cookies together, reading beloved books, building with their hands. Nature provides particularly powerful medicine. Studies show hospital patients with tree views recover faster, and time outdoors shifts children from fight or flight responses to higher cognitive functioning. Like physical fevers, soul fevers have their own lifespan that can't be rushed. By simplifying during these times, we create a loving container for recovery. They emerge stronger, having learned that difficult feelings pass and that their parents understand their emotional needs as deeply as their physical ones. Today's average child receives 70 toys annually, transforming treasures into clutter. Advertisers claim more toys spark imagination, but excess actually fragments attention and derails natural focus. The key distinction: toys that invite imagination versus those that are fixed. A wooden block becomes a phone, car, or building. A plastic movie character can only be itself. Architect Simon Nicholson's theory of loose parts explains that creativity relates directly to movable, transformable elements. When simplifying, gather all toys into one mountain, then reduce dramatically, halved, then halved again. Remove broken items, developmentally inappropriate toys, anything that does too much mechanically, high-stimulation toys with flashing lights, and pressure purchases. Create a lending library where one toy must be put away for each new one entering rotation. The guideline: how many toys can your child put away independently in 5 minutes? Children need sensory experiences with natural materials, real tools providing genuine involvement, and make-believe play developing critical cognitive skills. Most importantly, they need experiences, not entertainment, exploring their environments, engaging with earth, water, fire, and air, developing purpose through meaningful activities alongside adults. Children crave rhythm from their first heartbeat in the womb. Consistent patterns teach them things disappear and reappear, building security. When 6-year-old Justin refused to leave bed due to erratic schedules, his parents introduced nightly previews and visual markers. Rhythm establishes gentle authority. This is what we do, communicate safety while reducing constant discipline. Start small, creating islands of consistency that build relational credits, sustaining connections through difficult times. Family dinners correlate with better academics, healthier eating, and reduced depression and substance abuse. The journey towards sleep begins at wake-up, with pressure valves throughout the day releasing emotional steam. Most children aged 2 to 6 need 11 hours nightly. Each hour missed reduces attention span by 25%. Bedtime stories serve as powerful pressure valves, allowing children to process emotions through mythical adventures. Children today have 12 hours less free time per week than a generation ago. Like sustainable farming requiring crop rotation, childhood needs balance between three essential elements: the fallow field of leisure and rest, the legume crop of deep creative play when children lose themselves in flow, and the crop field of structured activities. Boredom isn't a problem to solve. It's the precursor to creativity. When children claim they're bored, they're crossing the bridge from doing nothing to deep creative play. Instead of rescuing them, respond flatly. Something to do is right around the corner. One mother discovered that alternating arousing and calming days helped prevent meltdowns. After stimulating activities, she intentionally inserted quiet breaks. Creating moments of Sabbath, no phones during dinner, no email after a certain hour, restores balance. These pauses serve as punctuation in the run-on sentence of life. When we reduce overscheduling, we make room for anticipation's powerful gift. A child who looks forward to an event brings imagination to it, creating mental pictures and layering meaning before it even happens. One mother described motherhood as worry, a feeling her own mother, who raised 8 children, never experienced. Today's fears eclipse our hopes. Imagine a houseguest monopolizing your children's attention for hours daily, sharing inappropriate content, and dominating meals. That houseguest is your television, a black hole consuming family time. For young children, eliminating screens allows neural development to proceed uninterrupted. During the first 3 years, when a baby's brain forms quadrillions of connections, parents provide essential security and filtering. Children with secure attachments experience less stress, regulate emotions better, and learn more effectively. Despite child abductions remaining statistically unchanged for 20 years, media sensationalism has amplified parental fears. Parents who constantly consume alarming media nurse on anxiety, polluting family well-being and teaching children to see danger before possibility. Parents often drown children in constant commentary, filling space with words rather than truly noticing. The threefold filter, asking if what we're about to say is true, kind, and necessary, provides a framework for conscious speech. When parents say less, children listen more. Contrary to our culture's equation of choice with freedom, too many options overwhelm children. When choices are reduced, pressure lifts, allowing children to discover what truly speaks to them. As the noise of popular culture and consumerism diminishes, families tune into their own values, creating a stable center for consistent discipline and clearer direction. In a world constantly telling us children need more stimulation, activities, stuff, perhaps the most radical parenting act is creating space for less. Less noise so they hear their own thoughts. Less rushing so they move at childhood's natural pace. Less anxiety so they build genuine confidence. When you simplify children's lives, they reconnect you with your less stressed, more carefree self. The gift of simplicity isn't just what we give our children, it's what they give back, reminding us that the richest childhood isn't built from abundance, but from presence, rhythm, and breathing room to simply be.